Please be avoided to send it to the guided, for the stars of guidance, the propagating of the noble flag. And also for those believers who are their followers in faith. Discussing Sahaba Ikram Rabbi Allah Ta'ala from Al-Bajwain, we must understand the Sahaba, that group, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whomsoever He is pleased with, we have to be happy with also. We got no reason to point any objection or any finger at them. The problem is that we do not try to make a study of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why we can't understand at times the status of Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala. For example, it is reported that when Hazrat Halima came to take Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon the lean, weak, feeble camel Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was placed, that camel which came to Mecca at a slow speed, which came last, that camel immediately got stripped. And the sole reason being that the blessed body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam touched that camel. That camel which was going very slowly was going fast. To such an extent it is reported that it came first. The goats of Hazrat Halima, which were not bearing milk, because she had a great concern, because it was the custom of that time that when the ladies from the rural area went to bring the children from the urban area, on return in happiness they should give out milk, dates, that we have got a new visitor in our home. That was Arabic hospitality. Today, unfortunately, sometimes some visitor comes home, you and I feel that maybe he's come to take something away. Whereas Rasulullah stated that a visitor is sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is reported that whatever you spend upon your visitor, you won't be accounted for that. The Arabs, let alone feeding a visitor, should feed other people in happiness that a visitor has come to our house. Hazrat Halima was perturbed that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the baby is coming to our home, I have brought the baby from Mecca. What I am going to give the neighbors in happiness? But immediately, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered the home of Hazrat Halima. She reports and recalls that the goats were giving milk in abundance, there was dates in abundance. Why? Because of the mere presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Can you imagine the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala from Bajwa'in, who should sit with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who should eat with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they were in jihad with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were fasting together with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, going for Hajj, Umrah together with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Can you imagine how much spiritual boosting the Sahaba must be getting from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? It is also reported that the rural Arabs should send their children out with a flock of cattle and sheep. And in the area where Hazrat Halima was, the sheep were constantly attacked by wild animals, and many times they should send out sheep and on return some should be missing. It is reported in the history books that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became of that age where he also should go and graze the sheep of Hazrat Halima, no wild beast should touch them. The sheep of Hazrat Haliba, no wild animal harmed them. And it is also recorded that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he should tend to the flock, he should sleep away. And the flock, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, should graze, and at the end of the day, when they should bring the flock back to the home, then it was all intact. Giving more milk, becoming fatter, more healthier, everything. So what we learn, that the mere presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam amongst that flock, protected that flock. The mere presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even when he's sleeping amongst that flock, safeguarded that flock. And that was the animal flock. So imagine Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is amongst the Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala from the way, his students. Can you imagine how much protected they are? How much safeguarded they are? And how, what we should think of Sahaba ikram? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is their teacher, he is their guardian, he is their spiritual mentor. Just as those sheep, innocent sheep, are being protected because of the mere presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, can you imagine how much Sahaba must be protected? How much the honor of Sahaba must be defended? That is why we are repeatedly saying that Sahaba ikram, companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they must be defended, protected, honored. They must be respected. Because pointing a finger to Sahaba is pointing a finger to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Pointing a finger to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is pointing a finger to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is also reported, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that by Sahaba, by companion, they are chosen. It is the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born amongst the Arabs from the progeny of Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wa sallam. During the era when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could have come to any other tribe, but he came to the tribe of the Arabs, and the Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala were chosen. So it is our duty, our responsibility, that we should love Sahaba because they emulated Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam without question. And they passed the various tests which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put upon them. We'll continue from this, but we can start by saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested them. What is that you and I get tested by our teachers? First of all, the syllabus is limited. And the syllabus is not so difficult. And the subjects are not difficult. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala ajma'in on taqwa. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is the one who's got the knowledge of the unseen. The teacher does not know what is in the heart. The teacher can only mark what's on paper. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested Sahaba on a difficult subject like taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is the one who is Allamul Ghuyub, he is the one who is the knower of what's happening in the heart, knows what thoughts go on, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala passed. They passed their examination, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them the certificate that he is pleased with them and they are pleased with him. Inshallah, from there we can continue from that text, that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested them and the consequences. And what's the importance of the statement I have made? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmadu wa nusalli ala Rasooli al-Kareem. We are discussing the ayat, Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'een. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi states that ibadat has got 10 categories. And we were discussing the category of ittiba'i Rasool, following Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Meaning that you follow Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in all walks of life. Few examples were given. Inshallah we can give more examples. The reason for giving these examples is very simple. That we become inspired And we also must have the jazba, the enthusiasm with us, that we also must emulate Sahaba Ikram, emulate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one day he entered the masjid. And when he entered the masjid, he found that people are sitting in circles. And before them were seats. And one person was calling some zikr and other people were reading. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked them, that what is this? He said, no, we are making zikr. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, that this is not proven by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is not the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is not the pattern of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And from here, two directions we get. One is that Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu ta'ala anhu instructed those people to leave the masjid. He ejected them from the masjid. And one narration is that Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he himself went outside the masjid and said, he cannot go to that place because these people are not following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is how particular Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhu majma'in were concerning sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No deviation they were prepared to see. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, many incidents are recorded about him, of his love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he was beaten, when he was harassed, it is reported that on recovery, immediately he should inquire about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When food was brought to him, when he gained consciousness, he did not worry about the food, he did not worry about his own physical position. But he was concerned, is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam well? And it is reported that when he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he said that now I will take food. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, if I were to, was to take a companion, a friend, I should have taken Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, his son, once after accepting Islam, the son and the father were eating. And the son told Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala to the father, that, O father, in a certain battle, at that time I was not a Muslim, and we were fighting against you. Then in that battle, once, for one moment, you came under the sway of my sword. And I had all the opportunity to hit you with my sword. But at that moment I thought that you are my father and I left you. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala told him, it is reported that he stood up, leaving the morsel of food down, and said, I swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that if on that battle, if you had come only for one moment under the sway of my sword, I should have slaughtered you. Because you were enemy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at that time, and you were fighting against the Muslims, and you were going contrary to haqq and truth, therefore I should not have made any concession for you. This is love of Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala majma'in for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is reported that once Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he adorned a kurta. And when he adorned that kurta, then that kurta had a long sleeve. That sleeve was very long. So he instructed his son that, O son, go bring a knife. The son wondered, now what is happening? Why bring a knife? So the son inquired from the father that, why must I bring a knife? What is the reason? What is the duty? I will do it. So now go bring the knife. And upon hearing Hazrat Umar told, the son went and brought the knife. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu took the knife, pulled the sleeve, and cut the sleeve. And when he found that now the sleeve is according to Sunnah, according to how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's sleeve was, then he felt satisfied. A small thing like this, that the sleeve must be according to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Their walking, their talking, their discussion, their purpose in life, their intention, everything was in accordance with how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught them. That is why they were able to be successful. And this spirit of following Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every pious person should have it. And if a pious person or a person who is claiming piety or righteousness does not display any love for Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and states that he is doing marifat or having cognizance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or having states of ecstasy etc., then remember that he is fooling himself and he is trying to deceive others. Maulana Qasim Nahrawi rahmatullah alayh, when the British issued a warrant of arrest against him, then he went into hiding. And when he went into hiding, he hid for 3 days and 3 nights. After that he came out. And when he came out, the people told him that, do not come out now, because the atmosphere is not very good outside. Meaning the people are still looking for you. The British still want you. The warrant is still out. There is still chaos and difficulty outside. And your life is in danger, your property is in danger. They will harm you. He said, no. Now is the time to come out. People insisted that, why must you come out now? Why? They stay a little longer. He said, no. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Hijrat, together with Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, stayed in the cave for 3 days till then. And at that time, they were moving away from the enemies. They were staying away from the enemies. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came out. So I also, following Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, went into hiding for that duration. And now, I cannot stay. Because the duration is over. The period of hiding is over. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hid for so long, and I will also hide for so long. After that, we will be reading the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he came out. This was what we call love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that in all instances, to see the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to see what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did, and to follow it immediately. It is reported, for example, one person came to Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi rahmatullah alayh. And when he came to Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi rahmatullah alayh, as a present, he brought a sandal, a slipper to him. And the sole of the slipper had green color. You must try to understand the spirit of the elders, the spirit of these pious predecessors who loved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi said, I can accept your gift, but I cannot wear it. The person inquired, why won't you wear it? Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi said, that the color green, I cannot bear myself putting my foot on the color green, because the dome of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is green color. Although it is perfectly jaiz, perfectly permissible to put your foot on the color green, but he said, no, I cannot do this. This was his type of piety, and this was his special love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is reported of Maulana Hussain Ahmad Badri rahmatullah alayh, that when the dates of Madina should come, that after eating the dates, he should hold the seeds and the pips, and he should grind them up. He should grind them up, and then he should eat it time and time again. Whenever he has an opportunity, taking those ground days, he should eat them up. People said, you can't dispose of this, bury this. I said, but the whole thing has come from Madina. The whole thing has touched Madina. And the whole thing has been blessed by Madina, by the air of Madina, by the air where my beloved is. Therefore, I love the days, the pips, everything. But Persil brought a shawl from Bagheera to one of the elders. The elders held the shawl, kissed this shawl and embraced it, placing it on the ice. The person said that this shawl has been made in Japan or China. Why are you so excited about it? He said, yes, I also know that this shawl has come from there. That this shawl has been made in Japan and China. But this shawl has been touched by the air of Bagheera. And we have got a relation with the air of Bagheera. So much love they had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is reported of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu that when he should go between Mecca and Medina, and between Medina and Mecca, then on the way he should bow his head at times. And at that stage he was blind, they said. People inquired that, why do you bow your head? He said, no, there was a tree here, and this tree's branch should come onto the road. I bow my head here because Rasulullah when passing this area should bow his head. The people inquired that, but the tree is no more. He said, I know the tree is no more, Rasulullah is no more, but this is the act of Rasulullah, and we are followers of Rasulullah, and we are lovers of Rasulullah, therefore the lover will do what the beloved does. And here Rasulullah bowed his head, so the tree does not matter whether it's present or not present, but my Nabi has bowed his head, so I'll bow my head. It is reported of Hazrat Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu that when he should go on that same journey, at certain areas he should get down from his caravan, and he should go to a place and sit down and make as if to say he's relieving himself and come away. People inquired, what do you do this? He said, during the journey, Rasulullah should come to this spot and he should go and pass out urine. I also, in the imitation of Rasulullah, I go to that very spot and do exactly how Rasulullah does and come away. This is what we call love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That everything which our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did, we should do. No matter how small it looks, we should do. Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala, when he accepted Islam, then the people should, especially the Jews, should try to mock at him. And they should say that we have come to know that your Nabi teaches you petty things. He said, definitely, not suffering from an inferiority complex. He said, definitely, my Nabi teaches me even how to go to toilet. And my Nabi loves me more than my father loves me. This is that story about Hazrat Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala. It is reported that he should go to that area where Rasulullah should urinate, but he should not urinate. And should come away. People inquired why. He said, that area upon which the urine of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has fallen, I cannot allow my urine to fall. I cannot allow my urine to fall where the urine of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has fallen. It is reported of Maulana Nanozi Rahmatullah Alayh that upon entering Medina, he should remove his shoes from many miles away. People inquired why. He said that I do not want to place my shoes in the area of Medina, in the valley of the valleys of Medina, or the land of Medina. Perchance this was the place where the blessed feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has gone through. It is reported of the Imam. It is Imam Malik Rahmatullah Alayh that when he wanted to relieve himself in Medina, while he was staying in Medina, then he should go many miles away from Medina and then go and relieve himself. He should go to pass out too. People inquired, why you do such a thing? Why you undertake all these difficulties that you go so far away to relieve yourself? stages, then how can I view myself? Maybe in that area Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has walked. Maybe in that area Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been. And I cannot relieve myself here, therefore I will go out. It is important that he should fast continuously so that the need for passing out stool and the need for passing out water was very little. His pious predecessors, Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala hum al-mayin, at all times, what was in front of them was ittiba'a Rasul, following of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, this does not mean that you may find a fellow or you may find a person these days going to Medina and walking around without shoes. And you ask him, what are you doing? You say, I'm lover of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and at the same time you don't want to follow the imam of the haram. Or you don't want to be found following the salat of the imam of haram. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all that is near him, Hazrat Abu Bakr, Umar, all that is dear to him, the Sahaba, they are all accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they can only be a Muslim as the imam. But in the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that these places must be safeguarded. The Haramain, Sharifain must be safeguarded. Makkah, Madinah must be safeguarded. Therefore, the imam also, inshallah, he has to be a Muslim, because the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember that the external love, if we display towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and emulate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then internally to inshallah we will spiritually progress. But first we should try to develop externally. Some people say, no, when my heart is clean and when my iman becomes strong, and when I become a good Muslim, then I will start emulating Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By that time the person is so old, white beard, or whiteness has reached his head, and that money has reached his heart, and love for the dunya has reached everywhere, he got no time to worry about the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And even depressing are those people who say sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not important. And they say openly and reject the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they make various petty excuses that this was because of the Arabic climate, of the Arabian peninsula climate, because of the environment there, because of where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, he was riding on the camels, etc. If you want to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then you also must ride camels, etc. Those people who adopt the sunnah, those who adhere to the sunnah, they are faced with these questions. So they say, then why don't you ride the camel also? Our reply is very simple. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he walked. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ran. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used a donkey as a convenience. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used a horse as a convenience. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used the camel as a conveyance. So what was existing during that time, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used those conveyances. So what is existing for the ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at our times, we will use. If we have to use the car, we'll use the car. If we have to use the concord, we'll use the concord. For the service of deen, for the propagation and upliftment of deen. And another very nice answer is that when it came for the time of using of the Burak, the heavenly sent animal for the night of Mi'raj, and it was so fast that where the eyesight reached, the Burak reached. Meaning that it was moving far faster than any concord. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never said they ought to use the camel, he used the Burak. So when the Burak was available, which was moving very swiftly and rapidly, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used it. Therefore, all conveyances which were available that time Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa used. And we also, in following sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will use the conveyance. And the mode of conveyance is not the mode of contention. But what has to be worried about is how to go upon the conveyance, how to write the conveyance, and how, what dua to read on the conveyance, what dua to read when you come out of the conveyance, that is important. Rasulullah has taught us the du'as, and the du'as, if you make the translation, is all general. Not saying that this is for the camel, or this is for the horse, or this is for the burak. But the du'a is all saying that any conveyance that you use this du'a. Meaning that Islam is complete, perfect, and the sunnah of Rasulullah is for all times. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted the ability to understand these few facts.
وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.